Section 9. U.S. House District 2 Democratic Party Candidates. 2-year term, $174,000 salary. There are 6 candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House District 2. Chris Beck. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? 1. Obama Administration Policy Advisor on Rural Community and Economic Development Policy. 2. Served in Oregon House of Representatives, 3 terms. 3. Early career staff experience in Oregon Legislature, including Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, and clerk for Senate President John Kitzhaber. 4. Real estate negotiator for National Land Conservation Nonprofit Conserving Scenic, Natural, and Recreational Lands across Oregon. 5. Have worked on countless campaigns since 1986 and will deploy those experiences to mount an effective general election campaign against the MAGA incumbent, Benz. 6. I am guided by strong values and am thoughtful, reasonable, and practical. My experience will allow me to lead effectively. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? 1. Now, it's the Trump war. It must be stopped. Congress must step up and exercise its legislative and budgetary authority. 2. Healthcare. Our national healthcare system was fragile before Trump and Benz voted to destabilize it further with dramatic cuts to Medicaid. We must ensure rural healthcare is stabilized. Mount a bipartisan healthcare reform system along the lines of Oregon's nationally regarded Oregon Health Plan. 3. Affordability. Most of us are dealing with the dramatic impacts of inflation. Rents, utility bills, basic groceries, homeowners insurance, healthcare, etc. We must build more housing, eliminate the tariffs, and reform tax system to refortify programs aimed at helping vulnerable Americans. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Many federal programs need dramatic reform. Congress needs to step up and stand up to interest groups who stop reform. Major reforms should be accomplished by a reasoned compromise between both parties so that solutions are balanced but can at long last move us forward. The tax system must be addressed. Wealth transfer away from the middle class via tax cuts to the rich has taken needed resources away from federal programs which could have been addressing modern challenges. We must readjust the tax system so that dynastic families and corporations pay and that our key programs have stable funding, including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and even Pell Grants to enable affordable higher education for those who desire it. Mary Doyle. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I bring a combination of frontline public service, leadership, and real-world economic experience. As a 20-plus-year public educator, student services coordinator, and athletic director, I've managed complex systems, budgets, and teams while delivering results for diverse communities. I've led with accountability, data-driven decision-making, and a commitment to equity and access. My background in economics and policy informs my approach to strengthening local economies while navigating federal systems. I also understand the challenges facing working families and small businesses because I've lived them. I will bring pragmatic problem-solving, transparency, and a strong commitment to representing all constituents. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? The most urgent issues facing Congress are restoring accountability and the rule of law, lowering costs for working families, and fixing our broken healthcare system. I will push for stronger ethics laws, enforce existing laws without exception, ban congressional stock trading, and overturn Citizens United to reduce corruption. To address affordability, I support cutting taxes on the true cost of living while asking the wealthiest to pay their fair share. On healthcare, I will work to expand access, lower prescription drug costs, break up monopolies, strengthen rural healthcare systems, and move towards a single-payer system. Congress must deliver real results people can feel in their daily lives. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? We improve effectiveness by restoring accountability, enforcing the rule of law, and focusing government on delivering results for people. I will support banning congressional stock trading, strengthening ethics rules, and increasing transparency so decisions are made in the public interest, not for personal gain. We must cut waste by auditing programs for outcomes, not just spending, and reinvest in what works. I support modernizing agencies, strengthening the federal workforce, protecting privacy from AI intrusions, and breaking up monopolies that limit competition. Effective government isn't bigger or smaller. It's accountable, responsive, and focused on real outcomes for our communities and families. Rebecca Mueller. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? As a rural pediatrician for the past 15 years, I have been amazed at the grit and resilience of my patients, and yet frustrated at the number of barriers and challenges they face. In the meantime, our government has made very little progress on addressing foundational issues in regards to the economy, cost of living, cost and quality of health care, etc. In rural communities, I have also had to learn how to collaborate with parents who disagree with me on the basics of health care and social concerns, for the greater benefit of a trusting relationship around a common interest, their child. This experience, my former beliefs as a conservative, and current Christian faith will act as a bridge to build trust in the Red District. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? 1. Balance of power. Congress needs to regain its voice and ensure it is advocating directly on behalf of the American people. At the same time, we need to shun the hyperpartisanship that has led to gridlock and lack of effectiveness in the legislative branch for the past 30 years. It is no secret that the games of power posturing in Congress have led to rule by executive order. 2. Working family economy, where profits in companies are felt by the laborers, not just the investors and C-suite, where billionaires and megacorporations pay taxes instead of avoiding them, and where tax exemptions are not doled out to data centers. 3. Medicare for all plus funding of health care as a public good instead of a commercial industry, especially in rural areas. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? 1. Overturning Citizens United. 2. Term limits in Congress, 20-year total, 4-term max in House and 2-term max in Senate. 3. Banning insider trading and stock markets. 4. Enforcing the divestment mandates on those in the Cabinet and legislature who have not followed through. 5. Strengthen ethics rules that have been stepped on by current administration. 6. Avoid name-calling and reactive language in discourse. 7. Work to establish common ground goals with those within and outside my party. Patty Snow. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I was raised in a small rural town in Idaho, but my career has centered around business management in a variety of fields, each strengthening a unique set of skills. Managing facilities in 110 offices internationally taught me how to respect cultural differences while assuring adherence to rules and regulations. Hospitality management honed my skills in problem resolution and improving the lives of others. And as a business owner, I learned the challenges faced by small businesses and the assistance needed to survive. Bettering the lives of the people in my district is my primary focus, and my combination of a rural upbringing, coupled with 30 years of business experience, makes me uniquely qualified to represent our diversified district. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? The Trump administration has set a dangerous precedent of defying the Constitution and seeking domination over states and sovereign nations, putting us at risk of losing our democratic republic. In Congress, I will lead the fight to overturn the Supreme Court ruling giving the president immunity over actions taken in office. Similarly, I will introduce legislation to hold elected officials accountable for actions violating their constitutional oath. I will also work with members of Congress to pass stringent guidelines regarding when a president can use military action against U.S. citizens or other countries without approval of Congress. We must reestablish an equal balance between the three branches of government to prevent abuse of power. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? After 250 years, it is time to redefine our government to meet the needs of the 21st century. I will fight to implement the following changes. 1. Pass stringent campaign finance reform to get dark money out of politics. 2. Install term limits for Congress to block special interest groups from gaining long-term control over legislators and opening opportunities for innovative ideas from new, younger elected officials. 3. Reform the Supreme Court by creating term limits, increasing the number of justices for a broader representation, and changing the nominating process to avoid party loyalty. 4. Disband the Electoral College and institute one person, one vote. We must use this time of chaos to rebuild our government with a focus on the people. Don Rasmussen. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I'm a small business owner, former school board member, and community leader who understands how decisions made in Washington affect daily life in rural Oregon. I've built and managed a business, balanced budgets, and worked alongside educators and families to solve real problems. I've driven over 6,000 miles across this district during this campaign, and in my tourism career, I visited every corner of Oregon. I show up, listen, and follow through. This campaign has the organization, grassroots support, and resources to compete and win, and I'm ready to deliver results and bring resources home for our communities. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Costs are too high, and people feel it every day, at the grocery store, at the pharmacy, and in their monthly bills. Congress needs to focus on lowering costs, expanding access to affordable health care, and strengthening local economies. I will work to bring down prescription drug prices, improve access to care, and invest in housing, infrastructure, and wildfire resilience. I will also fight to bring federal resources back to this district so rural communities have the funding they need for schools, healthcare, and local jobs. My focus is simple: deliver results that make life more affordable and secure. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? People want a federal government that works and delivers results. That starts with accountability, transparency, and a focus on outcomes, not politics. I will prioritize practical solutions, work across party lines where possible, and stay focused on what improves people's lives. I'll rely on data, local input, and proven approaches to guide decisions and make sure federal programs are easier to access and responsive to rural communities. I will also push to cut unnecessary red tape so resources move faster. I'll show up, communicate clearly, and follow through, because trust is earned by doing the work. Peter Quince. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? My first job was for a member of Congress when my mother was his congressional aide. I've worked on campaigns since I was a kid. I went to grad school at Columbia University in Economics and International Relations. I'm a 34-year resident of the 2nd District, worked in nonprofits, was a small business owner, and helped create an online professional education company for whom I wrote numerous classes on federal and state laws and regulations that govern taxes, real estate, banking and commerce, construction trades, business ethics, and insurance, including on Obamacare. I'm politically a centrist and pragmatist, interested in what works and how to make it work better, open to the best ideas wherever they originate. My focus will be on constituent service. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Unsustainable federal debt, corruption, ruinous tariffs, ill-considered foreign wars, and disastrous immigration policies. I favor 1. An investment earnings surtax on the top 10% and substantial military spending cuts to pay down the debt and make presidents come to Congress to fund wars or impose tariffs. 2. A board of immigration governors modeled on the Federal Reserve to decide when to encourage or restrict immigration. 3. Federal projects and private-public partnerships for the second to upgrade green power, which can be harnessed to modernize water reclamation and irrigation, to enhance timber harvests, then fund forest management and firefighting, and to safely extract the district's abundant rare earth minerals, keeping the earnings in the district. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? I'll join the Problem Solvers Caucus to craft nonpartisan, practical solutions. I'll seek to be on the Agriculture, Energy and Commerce, Natural Resources, and Joint Committee on the Economy. Committees are where real work is done. I'll bring in relevant expertise and all key stakeholders to ensure our laws and programs will work in the real world. Regular assessment and changes will be incorporated from the start. I'll emphasize constituent service so I can advocate for everyone in the district when they deal with the government. Finally, I'll work to create public-private partnerships, federal, state, private enterprise, that can quickly adapt and bring needed structural changes to the 2nd District to make our lives better and more profitable.